This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
Hey, it's Dana and Jason.
Hi, it's Glenn.
It's Bonnie. It's just you? What?
It's for real, yeah. Is this really you guys? Because somebody gave me his number to you.
I wasn't emotionally prepped.
Me neither.
I'm not emotionally prepped. I literally just like sat in the car and dialed a number, and I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm in New York. This is crazy.
Oh, my God. Now I'm thrown because I was waiting for handlers and people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, not with Gwen Stefani.
I am on my cell phone in a car on cobblestone, so something could go wrong. So I'm just warning you.
But we are already having this moment, so nothing really, I feel, could go. In my mind, I have so many questions, but I want to get something out there before I even ask questions. But it has to do with getting Gwen's look.
My look? Okay.
The lashes, they're so on point.
And you're so funny right now because I have my makeup artist and my hairdresser in the car with me. And okay. I'm going to put you on speaker so they can hear because they're like literally live for this conversation. Hold on.
Okay, good.
We can actually involve them in the conversation. You want to know about my lashes, which we know are real. Yes. Go ahead.
Wait. Of course they're real. Just use clear mascara.
We only use clear mascara. Those are my natural. I'm Italian. Yeah. Those are my natural lashes.
I feel like these are lies that are being said.
I feel like these are lies.
No, I just wave the mascara in front of them and they magically grow.
Oh, yeah, he actually doesn't even put clear mascara, just waves a wand in front.
I love a magic wand.
Wait, I want this magician, this man. Is he the one who does your makeup for The Voice or the one that does your daily look?
He does my makeup. And we get so excited about doing the look that we talk about it for hours. And like this morning, we were like going over what it could be and like talking about there's only like 10 more days left. Like, how are we going to, it's so sad. Like, it is seriously my passion. I love doing it. And it's such a great opportunity to be able to, like, wear beautiful things and different hairdos and makeup.
Totally.
And it's so fun.
Well, can I ask, though, the honest truth? Is it a mascara we can purchase? or can you not say?
Honestly, come on. Those are, like, various different eyelashes that I've been wearing.
Okay.
Am I not allowed to say that? She's like, is there a mascara? No, I mean, there's so many different things that we've been using. It's like, you know, honestly, it's magic in the makeup.
It really is. I mean, it's so on point that you're even able to give, because then I was analyzing your performance that you did of your new song. And when it was emotional, there was not even a smudge of makeup. It was Still, just live.
Well, you know, I have somebody on standby in case, like, if I laugh or I sneeze or anything, and they just make sure the makeup's perfect.
Your life, sister, I can't. It looks like those lashes are impossible to achieve, and they are, is basically what we learned right now. So, let me ask you, because the performance on The Voice was so epic, and everybody was talking about it. Were you worried at all about putting out such a vulnerable song at any point?
I think that, like, I had written a bunch of songs before that one, and those ones were a lot angrier, and that those ones I was scared to put out because I just was. So I don't even know. I can't really go into why. But like that one, I felt like it was at a point in the writing that was like more of a like forgiveness phase. And it just felt, no, to answer your question, I did not feel worried at all about putting it out. It felt so right. Like I feel like in my lifetime, like my journey, like my gift is that, like going through whatever I go through, writing a song and then sharing it. And that's kind of what I'm supposed to do. And it's really healing for me. And I know that it's helped a lot of people as well. And that feels so good. And I only know that from just the people that come up to me and tell me or I read about on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just true because in my lifetime, obviously music is just so powerful, whether it's even just, you know, Hotline Bling. Like, I mean, that makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me feel so good. Or a song that's about, you know, a painful thing can also make you feel good. So I just feel really honored to be part of music at all and to be a writer and to be able to express myself and have an outlet like that. I'm so blessed. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. Like, it's what saved me this year is writing that record.
Wow. Wow. That's really a powerful thing to even to be able to say, you know, after going through something hard. I was watching an interview with Pharrell, and he was talking about how one of the things he's thankful for when it comes to you is that you seem freer than you ever have been in the time he's known you. And he didn't even mean creatively. He meant as a person. I mean, it sounds like you feel that way.
I agree 100% with him. I've always been kind of trapped by situations, and I'm not any longer at all. And also, I think that, you know, Pharrell was one of the people in my life that just pointed me in the right direction spiritually. He's an unbelievable person, and we have a musical relationship, but on a personal level, he is so intuitive. He's so in like touch, and I remember there was a point where I was like, I feel like he had told me, he goes, like, everything that I kind of was about to go through, he had kind of just gone through. And he was like, you can't let, if anything's in the way of your journey, like, you've got to let it go and move forward. And he just had some incredible advice to give me, and it made a huge, gigantic impact on me. And I tell him all the time, like, you are responsible for a lot of this, how I am right now. And he doesn't even take credit, but I swear, he is an incredible person. I love him.
And you guys get to be around each other all the time. That's amazing.
Not enough, but we do get to be around each other. Yeah, I would love to do some more music with him. There just never seems to be any time right now, but he's a really free person, and he has such a good outlook on everything. You know, everything has meaning to it, and it's such a good influence to be around someone like that.
You were just talking about how when you first started writing, and it was a lot angrier songs, and how Used to Love You, you were at like a forgiveness level. How are you not angry?
Well, there's still, obviously, I'm a human, so I'm going to always have that in me. But I think, like, I've been really exercising my spiritual side, like, a lot in the last few years. And obviously, when you go through something that's so painful and so traumatic, it forces you to, like, get down on your hands, your knees. And I think it's just being in that place. And my whole thing right now is, like, how can I be, if I can just be grateful, considerate, and honor my gifts, like, of talent, and be respectful to that, like, I'll just be peaceful and happy. And so I just try to exercise that every day. And if you just stay in the moment and you don't think about really the past and the regrets, and you don't think about what might happen in the future, it's pretty great. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in New York right now talking to you guys. You care. Like, you're telling me all this great stuff. Like, New York is gorgeous. Like, everything is great. My song is number 5 on iTunes. Amazing. This morning. Everyone's texting me. I'm like, what is happening? Like, things are great. So I just am just doing that. That's what I do.
It sounds
That's what I do.
Yeah, I mean, people could misinterpret. It's so good you're speaking on this, because the song, it's called the breakup anthem of 2015, people are saying. But I'm so glad you feel such strength in this moment.
I do. I just feel like I was determined to get something good out of something bad. And And there's so much great stuff coming out of it. And creatively, like, to be able to write again and to have that channel open up, it's just been the greatest gift, especially at this point in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I beat the odds. Come on, let's face it. I mean, I'm on the radio again. That's crazy. And there's not one second that goes by that I don't go, that is blowing my mind. And it was great the first time it happened, and it blew my mind. But, like, to be this far into my life and have this, it's just, I can't even explain with words how deep and how grateful and how good it feels, especially with a song that is so healing for me. And it's so real and honest. It's just, and pure. And, like, the intention of it was not even about anybody. It was about my own like, selfish moment to, like, have to get that out. And so for everyone to actually have it resonate in like the way that I wanted it to, it's just crazy. It's a miracle.
Are you okay?
I just want to buy a book of everything
you're saying and live in this world. Okay, so you were just talking about how you're like, I'm on the radio again. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have the most talked about relationship ever? It's like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and you and that man, but I won't say his name because that'll be vague. Like, your relationship is, like, the most talked about right now. Are you, like, shocked?
What's shocking to me is, like, if you really I don't know, who, like, obviously, like, everybody has a different perception of me from their own, like, perspective, you know what I mean? But in my own perspective of myself, like, I never saw myself as, like, I've never been, like, a tabloid person, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, that, like, is so weird to me. I have, I guess, because people, like, want to see my kids grow up and they're interested in that or whatever, and, but it is very weird. And the weirdest part for me is just that how it's crazy how people just make up whatever they want and they put it out there. You're like, wow. And even to the point where, like, people that are really close to me will be writing me going, is this true? You're like, what are you talking about? Like, of course it's not true. Like, mom.
Mom.
It's so it is so crazy and funny. And, like, you know, I feel like it's part of having a long career. Like, it's kind of fun and funny to be in this position at this point because I've never experienced it. And, okay, well, now I get to be whatever, one of those girls for a second. But it's funny, and a lot of it's not true, and a lot of it is true, and a lot of it's hilarious, and a lot of it's sad, and it is what it is. And, you know, I feel like I've been so lucky to be in the position I have been to be this just normal girl from Anaheim, the daughter of Patty and Dennis, like, growing up, like, going to Disneyland, and then to just experience all this craziness. I don't understand. I don't understand why I got chosen, but I'm honored.
You just seem very enlightened, and you have a lot of grace for all the tabloid stuff that's going on, and you seem like kind of above it. And if people want to say whatever, do you think you might have had a different reaction in your 20s, you know, when you were experiencing such success?
It was so different back then, too. Like, I mean, it's so different now. Everything's about reality and real time and connecting and talking and, like, you know, being able to really have people have access to me. You know, they can just write stuff and I can just read it. And that before, it was like, okay, let's go get in the Nissan Sentra and drive to the P.O. box and we'll pick up our mail and then we'll read it. And then there'll be like one nasty letter and we'll like freak out over it. You know, I was already 26 by the time Just a Girl came out. So I can't imagine, like, even be on The Voice and like some of the kids that are, you know, teenagers and they're instant success, like overnight, like not even just, when I say overnight, I mean literally overnight success. And it's so different for me because I've been able to have a career that's lasted for a very long time and had so many different chapters. And that's been beautiful, I think, for me, because it's kept me, I think, sane. You know what I mean? Like, I feel quite sane, even though I feel quite insane at the same time. I don't know. It's like, I think it's, all of that stuff is not real. None of it's real. What's real right now is this conversation. Yeah. You know, you don't know me, but you know what you know, and I'm going to be really honest with you about everything. I just, the people that matter to me are the people that are really in my life, and, and all of those other people matter to me. Like, their energy does matter to me. You know, like, I feel it. Like, especially the love energy. Like, I do feel it, and it is incredible, and I'm so grateful for it. And it kind of, I keep trying to explain it because I'm in the position where I've been in this position for a long time where I have a surreal life. Like, I go somewhere and they go, hi, and you're like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? But they know me, or they think they know me. But it's kind of like being on social media where we all have our platforms now, and like maybe some people follow you that are like the cousins of somebody else and you don't really know them, but they like you, but that makes you feel good. And you know what I mean? It's kind of like that. It's kind of the same thing being a celebrity or famous or whatever, because now people can actually see what it feels like. You know what I mean?
Do you ever get embarrassed? Because speaking of social media, my Twitter feed like blew up with pictures of when you performed on The Voice, Used to Love You, and that gentleman of a country man stood up and applauded and was losing it, and everyone was like, look how cute they are. Are you ever like, don't do that, he's just likes me, like, this is embarrassing? Or does it give you like butterflies and feel all cute about it?
The hot cowboy, let's see.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to like believe anything that's going on in my life right now. Everything's so extreme and everything changed so quickly, like overnight. That part is, it's like, what else do I'm like tongue twisted right now. I don't like talking about it because it feels like, yes, you ask me if I'm embarrassed sometimes. Yes, because I feel so exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But at the same time, like, I'm so grateful for that friendship and a lot of the friendships and people that have saved me through this year. I mean, it's unbelievable, like, what it takes to get through stuff, and the people that have come and helped me, like just everyone, like there's so many people that I'm so grateful for.
God, I love a good hot cowboy though, sister. Preach the good news.
But you really have achieved so much, and it's just such an exciting thing to be able to talk to you about it. And I admire too that, because I'm a mom of three girls, and seeing you at this new height of your career and reinventing and still with the amazing fashion and still with the balance with the kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's off balance all the time as well, and it's really super challenging. I don't want to give a false impression of like that it's easy or that like I get it right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, I have a lot of people helping me. I have an incredible like team of people, like, you know, that I just rely on. So it's really hard. There's no way to do all of it good at, you know, so things mm-hmm. suffer all the time, but I am so happy that I do get to do all the different things. It's a rare thing to be able to do art and music and fashion and be a mother and, mm-hmm. and have all the blessings and be on TV. And it's just, it's a tall order, and I'm so grateful to get to do all the things I'm doing.
Is there one last thing? You have so many Long Island fans that request your song on BLI all the time. Is there anything that you'd want to say to them?
I think that the main thing I need to say is thank you, right? I mean, it's insane to me to wake up this morning and be on a chart and be at the top of a chart, like to be next to the people that like my kids die for. You know what I'm saying? You know what that feels like for me? Like, and that is because of them. That's because people went out and said, I'm going to buy this song, I'm going to support, like, or I like it. Or they didn't even do it for me. They did it for whatever reason, but I get the reward of that, and I'm just so thankful. Thank you.
Yes. I love you. This was so enjoy. Thanks for giving such a nice conversation. It was so good to talk to you.
I'm like driving in New York, like talking to you guys about myself. What could be better?
Thank you again, Gwen Stefani.
Thank
it's so
you guys.
Nice to talk
All
to
right,
you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Dana and Jason in the morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.